There was a time when most neighborhoods in New Orleans had their own movie house, but as we all know, they slowly disappeared and were replaced by multiplex theaters. But as everything becomes localized these days, as everything returns to the city, so have options for seeing movies. The latest space to open is the Broad Theater, a four-room theater house in an old Spanish colonial building in Mid-City. In honor of the opening, owner Brian Knighton spoke about his passion for movies with NOLA V's Brian Freeman.
I think ultimately we want to be the theater for the city of New Orleans for film. We want to be the center for film. We want to present film that we curate and select, and we want filmmakers to choose us to present their films.
So what kind of movies are you showing over the Broad?
We're trying to do a mix of art house and Hollywood crossover films. You know, stuff that would appeal to the art house market. We're seeing success, probably more success on our art house fair than our Hollywood fair at the moment, but that, you know, will obviously change over time. We're trying to have something for everyone, and I think building a movie theater, you have that ability to offer something to every single person. Every week we have new films, you know, maybe the country of origin changes, the type of film, the topic. So we're always looking for stuff that kind of hits the widest audience, but yet allows us to do some specific targeting of our clients and customers and what they want.
Now, to open a movie theater, you must have just also a passion for movies. Is that part of your life, part of your background?
It is, and I do. Sounds maybe a little hokey to say, but I believe in film, and I believe what film has the ability to do. I used to travel a lot, but just watching a foreign film, you know, we have a film from Turkey right now, and it's gorgeous, and it's not the type of setting you usually see when you see Turkey on the news. It's much different setting. We also have a film from Colombia right now, shot in the Amazon. So film, particularly film on the big screen, allows people to, for that 2 hours, to just venture to that location. And that has always been, I guess, a driving idea in my mind of why something like a movie theater, a community theater, would be beneficial to this city. That's sort of the long-term goal, and that's something that we try to plug away at every day.
What's your take on the movie theater scene in New Orleans? Is it oversaturated? Is there enough room for all these venues?
I certainly would not use the term oversaturation. In New Orleans, prior to us opening, you had 10 formal movie screens with, you know, proper seating, sight and sound. And now you have an additional 4. And we consider ourselves a real movie theater. We have real projection. We have an incredible sound system. And New Orleans has had a great micro cinema. Zeitgeist Rene has been plugging away for 25, probably 28 years now, and he does a tremendous job of programming.
Rene
Broussard from Zeitgeist on Aretha Castle Haley, and we love what everyone does. We are trying to score bigger films. The micro cinema definitely has its place in this whole process, 100%. We're trying to plug that hole of not having a cinema really anywhere in Mid-City, in Gentilly, in Lakeview, Broadmoor. We're trying to fill those needs of those customers. So I do think that we can all complement each other, but we're trying to fill the traditional movie theater setting.
Very well said, Brian. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. We'll see you at the movies.
There you go.